Hello, and welcome to the Academic Aesthetic Podcast for Thursday, May 12th. I am your host, Aaron Smith. Our theme song, apparently, since I like using this song so much, is My Piano Sings. And I will put a link to this song and other songs by the same composer in the show notes because it's really good, and I think you should really check out some of the other stuff he's done. Not all of it's appropriate, I think, for background music, because I think it would pull attention away from me and people would be listening to the song and wishing that I would shut up so they could hear it more. So the music's good, just not all of it's good background music. You should really check it out. It's good stuff. I recommend it. Another item of business, Steve Dembo over at teach42.com is doing a little survey on podcasting and blogging and education and all that. So, he would really appreciate it if you went over and followed the link that I'll also have in the show notes, or just went to teach42.com and scrolled down a bit for the survey and filled out. It's not that long. I filled out one and I did it in less than 5 minutes while I was multitasking with something else. So, it's pretty fast. And it's going to help him out with some stuff. If you want to give me credit for the survey, too, it's going to ask if anyone referred you there. If you would type in theartguy@gmail.com for that, I'd appreciate it. What goes on is he's going to give away some pro accounts for Flickr, which is a photo sharing program, which is kind of nice. And if you don't want to put my name down and you just want to make sure your chances are a little bit better, knock yourself out. I'm not that worried about it because I think the free version of Flickr is just fine for me. I'm more interested in helping him out with his survey than trying to win anything on my part. Main thing I want to talk with you about today is PMA, which those of you who know that means positive mental attitude. I first started trying to have a PMA with everything back way back in the day when I worked for Radio Shack. This was before I became a teacher. And we had to go to these training meetings that our district manager ran, and he always talked about how when someone came in and they asked how you were doing, you're not supposed to say, well, yeah, okay, or I'm getting by, or I can't complain. It doesn't... If you don't have a lot of enthusiasm, people around you aren't going to have a lot of enthusiasm either. It does rub off. Even if it's subconscious, it does rub off. So, instead, if someone asks how you're doing, you're supposed to say, I'm doing excellent today. I am exceptional today. Now, you could say exceptional and mean exceptionally good or exceptionally bad. But you're not letting them know which one it is. Me, it's usually exceptionally good. And I'll spice it up with other adjectives, with, or adverbs, I forget which one it is right now. An English teacher is going to send me an angry email any moment now, I'm sure. I'll say, I'm doing phenomenal. I'm doing exceptional, excellent, radical, awesome. I'll even say, I'm doing spiffy, just to really turn some heads. Is he still saying spiffy? You know, just to catch in people's heads a little bit more. And I found that if I have this attitude, if I say I'm doing wonderful and I'm always acting chipper, then other people around me are going to start feeling the same way. They're not going to be complaining as much about all their problems. And they're going to be more interested in what I'm trying to sell. Now, back when I worked for Radio Shack, what I was trying to sell was usually going to be a cell phone or a satellite or something like that. Now, what I'm trying to sell are ideas. Art is fun. Art is important for education. Podcasting is a really cool tool. And these are all things that you can sell that aren't really products. They're ideas and concepts. but you sell them the same way. Well, it's getting close to the end of the year, so I'm starting to wrap a lot of things up. Every class I teach through my rotation right now is my last class with that particular group of kids for the rest of the year. So it's all starting to slow down a bit, or in some cases speed up, depending on what to do when. And I'm starting to think a little bit more about the summer and what I'd like to do for that. Well, the summer is a wonderful time of the year for teachers. Yes, we do have all that time off if we're not taking classes or teaching classes for summer school. Well, we get to start dressing down a little bit more, wearing t-shirts and stuff like that. And I started thinking about what kind of t-shirts I want to be wearing this summer. You see, since I'm an art teacher, a lot of t-shirts I wear, I've made myself. And I'm trying to think of different slogans that I'd put on them. I put some of them up on my website the other day. And I'm soliciting ideas. What I'm going to do is, well, when I make my own t-shirts, I usually use an inkjet printer and iron transport for my own shirts. But there is a website called CafePress.com that if you give them a digital image that's good enough quality, and by that I don't mean how nice you draw or anything, I'm talking about how many pixels there are in the picture itself. So it's just about image size for their quality. So if you give them a picture, they can put that on a t-shirt or a hat or a bumper sticker or a CD or pretty much almost anything else that's out there. And I think that's really cool. I have ordered stuff from them before. It was very decent quality. They don't do iron-on transfers. They actually run whatever item you're talking about apparently through an inkjet printer to print directly onto the fabric or whatever it's made out of. So that's kind of nice. And what they do is they have a base price for how much it costs them to make it plus their cut of the profit. And you can open up a virtual store where you will put all of your different artworks on different types of clothing or whatnot on there, and you say how much you want added to the price, and whatever gets added is your profit. So let's say there's a fictional item of clothing that you've created and it's $14.99 base price. Anyone who wants to buy it, they're going to pay $14.99. You want to buy a product that you designed, but you're buying it through them, you're paying $14.99. You could choose to have the price raised to $15.99. And anyone who buys it besides you, you'll always get it for base price. But anyone who buys it besides you, they're paying an extra dollar that you wouldn't be paying, and that dollar comes to you, and that's profit. Now, of course, this dollar is subject to taxes and all that. Well, what I want to do is I'm not going to raise the base price. I'm going to sell all these at cost. It's just a way to get them out there for people. I want to make a bunch of pro-blogging, pro-podcasting, and pro-art education t-shirts and whatnot, and put all them into a store, virtual store, of course, and anyone wants to get them, you get them. I'm probably also going to post the image files themselves, so anyone who has access to an inkjet printer and a t-shirt and an iron-on transfer can make their own. But to be honest, the Cafe Press printing are a little better quality than iron-on transfers. I use the iron-on transfers because one main reason, I'm cheap. So if you have any really cool ideas for slogans or podcasting or blogging and education or art education, send me an email at theartguy@gmail.com and I'll see what I can do to make it a cool design. Well, that pretty much wraps up this podcast. If you have any comments or criticism, you can send me an email at my email account, which I mentioned a few times already. You could go to Podcast Alley and go to the education section and give me a vote. I'm up to 3 votes and a comment. Woohoo! So, still in the top 25, working towards getting in the top 20 for the education section. I'm not even going to try to rank anything higher than something like 5 billion in the main section, but oh well. I'm not going to compete with other podcast that doesn't do with education. I'm competing with education podcasts on that site. So if you want to vote for me, vote for me. I'd appreciate it. You can always go to my website, which contains the show notes plus a lot of other stuff, at http://academicaesthetic.andmuchmore.com. And you can leave comments after my entries there, or there's links to email you there and other things like that. Any of that stuff will be appreciated. This has been the podcast for Academic Aesthetics for Thursday, May 12th, 2005. And until next time, fare thee well and stay subscribed.